Phone Boy Speaks, episode 299, Built to Break.
There was a time in my lifetime anyway, and I know it goes back even further than this, but with electronics and computers, when they were first made available to consumers, it was much easier to actually fix and repair them, right? I mean, you could get inside of them. You could replace the chips. You could replace, you could fix things, right? I mean, I remember, that like my stepfather used to fix the disk drive in the Apple II. I think there was one chip that would blow on a regular basis, and that chip was socketed, and you could buy a replacement chip for it. And with the older electronics, I mean, I remember the old Apple II Plus, and all of the chips were socketed, and sometimes you had to reseat the chips, right? Because they would, over time they would expand and contract, and kind of work their way out of the, out of their sockets, and then so you'd have to push in the chips, but that was, that was in the 70s and 80s, and now, everything is all integrated and such, and. It seems like that, I know the technology changes and people are going to buy new things, but that's going to happen. But it seems like over time, things have gotten less reliable and not more. we're building these, we're building things that just, they're not built to the same reliability tolerances. And I know that they could, right? I mean, they could, a lot of the consumer grade stuff, they could build more reliably. Now, of course, it'd probably be more expensive, but I think, somebody figured out a long time ago that if they build something that, that breaks periodically, that means they're going to have to buy another one, right? And so that keeps people employed, right? I mean, like light bulbs, for instance, they could make light bulbs that last forever, but then you would never buy another light bulb, right? So why would you, you'd buy a light bulb and that would be it. And so things are built to break. And it's part of what keeps the economy moving forward, I guess, but it seems really wasteful. And I understand that things are going to get out of, they're not going to work after a while. I've got some old Nokia phones that will, when the local networks switch to 3G, they're not going to work anymore because they're at least in the US, like my Nokia N95 will only support 2G networks in the US. And so once everything switches to 3G, using those things, it's that phone's not going to work. And but the phone still works fine, right? I mean, if you're just going to make and receive phone calls on it, or take pictures and connect with Wi-Fi or whatever, the phone still works fine. But and I understand things are going to get obsolete, and that does happen. But it used to be that things would get obsolete on a much on a much longer time scale, right? That rather than just a few years, it would be like 10 or 20 years. I mean, I think I remember there was a piece of software. I think this was back in the 80s. I think I had called for support on it. It's like, it's 7 years old. I'm like, it still works, right? And so there are things like that. It's just like, that's obsolete. And just this, there's a sort of this planned obsolescence, and it moves, I understand that it keeps people buying things and building things and to make things, just reliable enough that they last a few years and that, you replace them. But it just seems, I don't know, it just goes against my, it goes against what I believe in, right? Which is that, you make an investment in something and that it continues to work until, it continues to work forever, right? Or at least as, for at least as long as it needs to. And things are failing before they need to. I mean, I got a printer right now that I bought for my wife several years ago, and we pay, I don't remember what we paid for it, but it wasn't that much money. And, now it's to the point where it needs a new print head. And for the price of a new print head, I could buy a whole new printer, right? Which seems kind of silly. And of course, our printer companies like to make money on the ink cartridges. That's where they definitely make their money. And they want you to buy a new printer and get on that cycle. I'm just surprised that consumers haven't just said enough's enough, right? And stopped buying. But we've all gotten to the point where we quote unquote need all these gadgets and need all these things that and, you know, not insisting upon reliability, you know, just shopping for the lowest cost and thinking about today, this is what it's going to cost, and this is what I have, and not looking at it as a long-term purchase. Like, I mean, and even with phones, right, I know that they're going to get obsolete fairly quickly, but I also want to get my money's worth. If I'm going to spend the kind of money that I spend on iPhones, right, I want them to last, right? I don't want to have to make them, you know, I don't want to have to, you know, get rid of it before it's time, right? Just because there's a new one out, because the old one still more or less works fine. Although, you know, of course, things move on, you know, there you've got software making things obsolete, right? And not just the hardware, you know, being unreliable, but the software getting, you know, getting more and more capable to the point where the old hardware just doesn't work anymore, right? I mean, I got computers here that are almost 10 years old and they still run current versions of Windows. I've had to replace some things in them here and there, but they still work. And anyway, this kind of stuff. It's always driven me nuts that we don't build things to last. We build things to break on purpose, and it's insidious, right? I mean, at some point, you know, this contributes to some of the problems that we have, right? We're using lots and lots of resources because obviously, you know, these things aren't necessarily recyclable, or, you know, they're not easy to recycle. So that's a whole nother problem, right? Is it just generates so much waste to do it this way. But, you know, I guess this is the way things have evolved. And, you know, the only way to solve the problem, or the only way the problem will get solved, is if we as consumers vote with our wallets and don't buy the cheap stuff. And of course, that means we're going to have to make a sacrifice financially, right? We're going to have to buy something built to last. And yeah, that's just, and unfortunately, you know, I don't think there has to be enough of us making that choice, right, to say, this is, you know, enough's enough. And we're not going to buy this unreliable stuff that's built to break anymore.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.